All right, here we are. The Good Morning Show.
What time is it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. We are the Gardener, the black body dude lover killer, the queen of horror motion. She's Anton LaVey's evil second cousin. She's one of the Mount Pleasant jerks. And I'm the master jerkinator, the big bad boss, main straight strongest man in the room, screaming pterodactyl. And in the studio this evening, live on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Jerk in the Can from San Diego, California, now based here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Fresh now, not even 1 year old, but celebrated by industry heavyweights like Puff Daddy, who on his Twitter page said, "Yes, please, more." And Trent Reznor, who twittered, "Finally, I can pass the torch." I want to cut to the chase here. After seeing the band perform and transform all the molecules at the Biltmore here in Vancouver just last week, I must admit, a big, fat, bull, all cap, WTF. You guys are different, aren't you? I say Marco and Jessica, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, before we get to the interview, I wanted to let everybody know that we got Chopper 26 downtown Vancouver right now reporting the news, and I'm getting from the control room that we got a report. Chopper 26, go!
We are monitoring a situation downtown on Granville and Robson Street. We see many people, and we see police car, and we see ambulance. We will report back to you when we get more information. Back to you, MCMB.
Thank you very much, Chopper 26. We are going to stay on top of that news story. All right, here we are with Jerk in the Can. I can't tell you how excited I am. I've been listening to the new record, Bombs Away Buttercup, and we're going to be playing some of that this evening. And I tell you, I just can't get it out of my ear holes. All right. Jerk in the Can, you've been called Nine Inch Nails' ugly nephew. Compared to Skinny Puppy, if Skinny Puppy was a fat Cornish hen from the darkest corners of hell, you're not from here because you stink of somewhere else. So tell me, where are you from?
We were originally from San Diego, but we moved here a couple of years back. We had to deal with Network Records. Flamed out.
Really?
We had a very dramatic battle over our songs, which ended in divorce.
Oh my god.
Did you know that 51% of all marriages end in divorce?
I did not know that.
It's not so bad, considering the other half is death. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. I was hurt. And I went into a very dark place.
Oh my goodness. Marco.
I spun wool from my neighbor's dog.
Oh my god.
It's hard to talk about.
Take your time.
But this I can say. If someone promises you would knit toque made a dog wool.
Okay.
Then for the love of Noah, Cain, and Abe, say yes.
Alright.
Don't make promises you can't keep. Am I pissed? Hell yeah.
Gracious.
Do I regret moving here? The answer's no.
Golly.
I love Vancouver. And although 2015 will see us touring, opening some pretty impressive shows, we want to come back here and make BC our new home.
Well, I'll tell you something. British Columbia's going to be better for it. I'll tell you something, Marco. You're looking stronger, and you're sounding stronger than the last time I saw you. And to that, I say bravo. I put my hands together, and I clap. No, you've had praises from the man himself, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. He was quoted last week in New Orleans Time magazine. And this was the quote, guys. These guys are doing something so raw and so fresh that it'll only be a matter of time before the gates of icy cold South of Heaven come scratching and pleading to make this duo the in-house band on a Sunday morning. Jesus Christ himself on the guest list.
Yeah, it's still being kept pretty under wraps.
Oh, okay.
But Jerkin' the Can is having some pretty serious conversations about signing to Reznor's Nothing Records.
Woo!
We've agreed to do some shows in Asia.
Asia?
Yeah, smaller theaters.
All right.
I get the vibe he wants to try us out and see how many shirts and buttons we can sell at the merch table. It's a dream for us. We love Nin.
Well, let me tell you something. Are you okay, Jessica?
Yeah.
You look a little bit uncomfortable.
No, I'm going to be fine.
All right. Well, I'll tell you something. When you're on the road these days and the industry's darn guard changed, you got to sell those buttons. You ain't going to get from city to city unless you be selling buttons. All right. Well, this is it. I want to hear a track. Now, before we get to the track, now, you guys just came out of the studio, right? You guys were recording down in New Orleans, recording Bombs Away Buttercup, and that's going to come out in April. We are excited to hear it. I want to ask you something, though, Jessica. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you something. I've been looking at the lyrics here. I've been playing this at home. I was playing it just this morning on the breakfast table, and the little one looked right up at me, and she was singing one of the songs, and she said, it's the look on your face that I hate the most. What, Jessica, what's all that about?
Oh, well, you know how people in life, they have, a resting face. Right. Kind of when they're not thinking about something in particular.
Okay.
So this is to all those who have bitch resting face.
Oh, my God. You are strong. You are so strong. I feel a strong woman right here.
Someone needs to say it.
All right. Here we go. Live from CITR, here it is, the first track, Start a Riot. I tell you something, that just sounds prettier than a dove flying away. I love it. I just can't get enough of it. I've been listening to it all morning. The kids love it. The wife was just saying this morning, she's like, you put that back on. I love that. All right. Okay, what? Okay, excuse me. We are getting something from Chopper 26. I can't believe there is something going on downtown Vancouver on Granville and Robson Street this evening, Saturday, January 17th. And this is starting to concern me a little bit. Chopper 26, go!
Yes, we are live from Helicopter 26. We can see downtown the large animal, like perhaps a monkey. We see the police sniper on the buildings downtown Granville and Robson. We will report back to you, MCMB, when we have more information.
Goodness gracious, a monkey? In this climate, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No.
No.
Marco, no. Have you ever seen a monkey in the streets of San Diego running around terrorizing people?
No, but I...
Well, there was that one time at the zoo.
I saw an elephant on the streets of Reno that was running wild, but not San Diego. Not San Diego.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. We are going to keep our ear on to the grind here with Chopper 26. We are going to be listening. Chopper 26, thank you so much. You're doing such a great service up there, flying around downtown Vancouver in the fog. All right, let's get back to Jerk in the Can here. Now, privately before the show started, Marco, we talked a lot. Now, I mean, you went on and on about Christianity in the New Testament era. And how Jesus Christ's brother, Joseph, ran a brothel south of Bethlehem. A brothel! The brother of Christ. I have never heard this until our pre-show chat. Marco, what's all that about?
I know what it's like to be a man and walk the path of the wild and the torment of Satan.
Oh my God.
I know that life. I lived it. Let me ask you something. You ever see two horses go at it in a barn?
God,
when no one is looking?
No.
There's always someone looking.
Who?
Always.
Who's looking?
And if it's not Santa Claus, who's counting your naughty, nice sticks?
Yeah.
Then... For my money, it can only be one thing. It's not Big Brother. It's not the NSA. Think about it.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, that's the kind of stuff that will keep you up at night trying to get to sleep thinking about that. All right. I noticed when you guys came in here, I've only met you once before, Jessica. And when you came in the studio, I thought to myself, well, that girl has put on some pounds at Christmas time. She's just looking a little. Well, I don't want to get too crazy here, but I want to get right to it. You know, I want to let the cat out of the bag. What I'm talking about here is for our international audiences, El Gato Fuera de la Bolsa. My Chinese audience, my ochule de da, and for you peeps in Japan, Fukuro Karaneko. What's this news, Jessica, that you've been keeping from everyone here for the last 9 months?
Well, the cat is, I am with child. I am pregnant.
Whoa.
My due date was actually yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My water broke on the way here, and I'm starting to contract pretty hard, but I wanted to be here, and I think I can hold on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being here. You are a soldier. Marco, I want to say congratulations. I'm glad to see that you still got it there, big boy. All right. Well, I'd like to have a hand of applause here in the studio. All I can say is that's amazing. Jessica, don't you worry your pretty little head. If push comes to shove, and what I mean by that is only if we need sticks tied to rocks and a belly full of PCP, and enough steroids to stun a newborn son into a complete stall in testicular growth. We will totally jump on the fastest of ancient warrior horses. We will get you to the hospital, Jessica, which I believe is VGH this time and not.
Thank you so much. My doctor has been called and the room is waiting.
Okay.
So I think my sweet love can hold on.
Oh goodness, are you all right?
Oh, I'm okay.
Oh my God.
I'm okay.
Marco.
Is this going to be it? Jessica, you need to leave. No, we can get out of here.
It's all good. Just a bit of knife and gut cramping. Let's continue.
All right, Jessica. Well, oh my goodness, I gotta tell you something. I got myself some butterflies in my stomach here. I'm excited. I'm nervous all at once. And okay, wait a second. Okay, I can't believe I'm hearing this. Okay, we are getting something from Chopper 26 downtown Vancouver right now, Saturday night. Oh my goodness, Chopper 26, go!
Reporting from Helicopter 26, we have an unbelievable situation downtown Vancouver. A large gorilla, a very angry monkey is running downtown streets. People are running for their lives. Police, snipers on the buildings. We will be right back, CMP.
My goodness. I just want to say, if you are downtown right now, if you are on your way to the Roxy, or if you're going down to the Railway Club, you might want to get back on the SkyTrain, because it sounds like there's some pretty intense, serious stuff going on. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but there is a monkey, a gorilla, wild in the streets there, and I think Vancouver VPD probably got that under control. All right, so what we're going to do here is we are going to go to another song. This is off of the Buttercups. Now, Jessica, this song here, I want to talk to you a little bit about it, and maybe we'll talk to Marco about it as well. Now, this song is called Super Douche Mega Goof. Now, I hear it's about someone, but I want to ask you, Jessica, because my little one was singing this morning, and I put the muffins up to my ears, and I was like, I don't know if you should be singing that, maybe, but here we go, Jessica, and this is a quote from the song here. Like a penis sans vagina, a wet dream without release. What's that about?
Well, MCMB, I think if you need explaining, maybe you shouldn't listen to it.
Oh my goodness, you got quite a little bite, don't you, young lady? Marco, is that song about somebody, or is that just some sort of made up, some unbelievable character that you've made up? Genius you are, hero of mine.
I went on a date with a Mormon girl. And she had two pussies.
Oh, I think we've all been there before. Those Mormon girls, I tell you something. All right, Marco. We're going to listen to this little genius little bit of ditty music you guys put together. Here it is, off of the Jerk in the Can, Bombs Away Buttercup, Super Douche Mega Goof.
Like a dirty slut. Now I'm asking you to turn around and shut that stupid mouth. But
Well, that's not the first time that song's been released, because I think we've seen you guys play that live on a TV show called Dog's Breakfast. Isn't that right?
It's true, we did.
All right. Now, a while ago we were talking about you guys being on the road, and it's tough right now. The industry is everywhere. It's not what it used to be. Money's not there anymore. You guys got a little baby coming up, and that is going to really affect things, you know? I just want to know, what are you guys going to do about school? We're going to go private, we're going to go public.
I want private.
Okay.
Private school is the way to go.
Well, why not public?
Public kids are asses.
No, I think public schools, they'll be able to get a better grasp of life.
If you want your kids to be dicks.
We got a cat fight here.
Are you calling me a dick because I went to public school?
Marco, come on.
Sometimes you kind of
excuse me?
You're probably against for pasteurization too. Like it's unnecessary. They test every cow. They don't need to pasteurize it. You're not just gonna throw it all in a bucket and play potluck. You want to fight off viruses in the body? You need those white blood cells, and it doesn't matter how you get them. It can be cow's milk, it can be human milk, it could be cow's blood, it could be human blood. But you want to fight off the viruses and bacteria? Pasteurization is like the Pony Express. It's like a kid that got harassed by his uncle and still has a burr up his ass.
God bless. God bless. Amen.
I think we're going with public.
Public school. All right. Well, it's good to hear. You know what? I have the same arguments with my wife, not necessarily about that, but we was having one this morning. I think it was about Pop-Tarts and what to feed the kids. And you know, it can get really ugly, but we got resolved. And I see you guys got your issues, but all right. So how you feeling, Jessica? You look mighty uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
All right, Jessica, well, I'm begging you. I want you to please hold on. Hold on until the end of the show, all right?
Okay.
If you need to push, do you?
It's coming, but I'm trying to do the slow contractions.
Okay, well,
slow breathing.
If you need to push, don't, all right? Keep it in. I want you to keep it nice and tight. We're not equipped here in this tiny little booth here at CITR Radio to accommodate something so glorious as the miracle of delivering the baby. No, from my own experience, and this comes directly from watching cute, adorable angels of the earth taking their first breaths. I have binge-watched a bunch of these on YouTube, and all I can say is that I'm not your man, Jessica. I cannot keep yesterday's lunch down at the side of that. In fact, when my wife had our third baby, I threw up in my mouth just looking at that little bundle of joy for at least a week. All right. What? No, you're not serious. Oh, my goodness. This is just absolutely the worst. We are going to go to Chopper 26. We got some big breaking news coming from downtown Vancouver right now. Chopper 26, go!
Not good, MCMB, not good. We can see that people have been killed. We can see the monkey has gone on top of the building. He's coming closer to the helicopter. We are trying to get close up. We have a sniper in the helicopter, but oh my god, no, be careful. We are we're coming too close, MCMB. Oh no!
My goodness, that is just the most horrible news coming from downtown Vancouver right now. We're going to keep on top of Chopper 26. I just want everybody to relax. If you are downtown right now, I want you to stay away from Granville and Robson Street because we got an issue down there with a monkey on the streets. All right, people. I think right now it's probably good enough time to break away. You know, Jessica, I've been watching your stop motion videos on YouTube, and you're getting quite popular with that, aren't you, little lady?
It's a little hobby of mine.
All right. We are going to listen to a song right now. This song is called Bus Bugs, and this song is going to be stop motion video. When's that video coming out there, Jessica?
Well, I'm hoping to get it out right after the album release in April.
All right.
Simultaneous.
Right there on the YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That is just a perfect avenue for that video to come out. All right, here you go. Live on CITR Radio right now. I sit here with Jerk in the Can. Here it is, people, from the... What's that, Marco?
Nothing. I'm itchy.
Are you getting itchy? All right, Marco. We're gonna listen to a song right now. You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, here it is, kids. Bus Bugs.
Now for a break.
Like a bitch, it sucks and rocks. Best cure for this is kill the queen. Scrapes my skin until it bleeds.
Just my luck, suck my blood. Well, that's fancy. All right. Well, okay. Give me 1 minute here, folks. Here, what's going on? Was it Chopper 26 again? Oh, my goodness. No. Can we hear that? Can we put that on the air? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Chopper 26, go.
We are crashing to the ground, MCMB. We are coming down very fast. The monkey has a... He broke out the tail of the airplane, and now the monkey is dead, and soon I will be dead, MCMB. It's been a great honor of mine to work with you all these years. I loved my job. I loved my family. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, goodbye, world. Oh, the horror. Oh, goodbye.
Did I hear that right?
Oh, wow.
Chopper 26. Oh my goodness. That's just, I can't believe that. Look, carnage. Do not go downtown right now. I want everybody to have a little moment of silence here for Chopper 26. All right. All right, we're not going to worry. We're definitely not going to head downtown afterwards. We are going to stay out of the downtown area. A helicopter has crashed. A monkey has died. I'm sure that everything is being taken care of. Just please, people, just be careful. Be safe, all right?
I haven't had a drink in 13 years, but I think I might be ready to get back on... wagon.
Well, you're a tough guy, and you're one heck of a son of a bitch, and I know you can handle it.
I've always handled it.
All right, well, let's get back to the interview if you guys are okay with that. Now, Jessica,
mm-hmm.
You're about to become a mom.
Yes.
I got something I want to ask you. Isn't it weird how a human being can make milk? Dispense it from nipples. That seems reptilian.
Well, actually, I don't think reptiles milk their young.
Wow, you're blowing my mind. I mean, how is it in the great world of Jehovah's, Mohammed's, and the master of all ceremonies, Jesus Christ, can we for a second understand anything with our minuscule, slow processing, underdeveloped, and often exaggerated brain power? I've got to ask you, Jessica, I've got to ask. Scorn me if I'm overstepping my boundaries. Will you be breastfeeding?
I grew up on a small dairy farm just outside of San Diego. We often assisted births. I have held a baby calf minutes after it has been born. At times, cows need help being fed. Often, I have assisted nipple to mouth when the calves are struggling to find the bullseye. So to answer the question, do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? Of course I will breastfeed. Even from birth, the wicked go astray. From the womb, they are awkward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths. Oh God, Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away when they draw their bow. Let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along. Like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Wow, this girl is church. Jessica, you cleared up something for me that I sat on the fence about ever since I went to the Toronto Zoo. Watched Bobo the Brazilian gorilla breastfeed her 7-year-old daughter with an areola the size of a January Bangkok sunset and a nipple that would make a Coke can jealous. I gagged and barfed back of my teeth and now I feel ashamed.
Feel the shame.
I feel disappointment. I judge that ape with my unevolved pigeon on a slow day brain. You, Jessica, have given me something to think about. And with that, we're going to go on to the last track on your record. Now, this song, penned by you, Marco, Puke in a Cup. Tell us about it.
I've had diarrhea for the last 3 days.
Goodness.
And it just keeps coming.
Let me stop you right there, Marco. Let me ask you something. I don't want to embarrass you, but let me ask you something. You poop your pants
every day for the last 3 days.
Oh my goodness, that's embarrassing.
I shat the bed this morning.
Oh my goodness, Marco, I am so sad to hear that, and if we need to get you a drugstore, get you a man-sized, nothing to be embarrassed about, Depends diaper, we will. All right.
No, it's okay. I got an avocado earlier.
Well, even though you're not feeling up to your best right now, we are going to hear the genius that is Marco right here, puking a cup, jerking the can.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Jessica, you look uncomfortable.
Are you okay, baby?
I've never felt this kind of pain before.
Oh,
it's just
so sweetie.
The baby's coming.
Sweetie.
No, I can't get up.
Sweetie.
You guys are out the door.
I can't get out of the hospital. What am I going to do?
We're going to get you guys out the door. We're going to cut this interview short. We're going to head to the hospital. It's very, very excited and very, very nervous here.
Marco, I don't know if that's going to work. No. I'm just going to take your pants off. No, my God. I think it's coming right now.
All right, take your pants off. Take your pants off. Stop panicking, Marco. For the love of Joseph, stop panicking.
No!
All right, let's call an ambulance. We're calling an ambulance.
Oh, I can feel that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is that? What is that?
Do something.
Okay.
Help me out.
Okay, let's go to a song here. Let's just get out of this right now. We're going to go to My Stomach Sucks by Jerking the Can.
No.
Dr. Forrest. My belly hurts like hell. I can't get no help. And there's some things you just can't fix yourself. When muscle tears, the intestine pokes out. And the nurse is scared and the surgeon has.
Marco, do something. Get some towels, Marco. Get some towels.
It's just
here.
A wives' tale, you moron. What are towels gonna do? It's, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I shit my pants.
My God.
It's always about you, Marco.
Goodness. Get a grip, Marco.
Okay, I actually need
Jessica, get on the floor. All right, I'm calling the ambulance right now. There they are. I think they're here. They've arrived. Here's the ambulance.
I'm dripping down my leg. Stop it, please. Oh, God.
Here's the ambulance. Here it is. Here it is.
We got.
Okay, guys, come on in. Come on in, guys.
My goddamn stomach.
All right, come on in, guys. Here's the ambulance. All right, everybody calm down. Here it is, guys. They're over here. She's going to have a baby.
What's that?
Oh, my goodness. What is all that? That's not a baby! That ain't no baby! What is that? Oh my goodness!
Oh my god,
it's ugly! Oh my God, that's so ugly! Oh my God, no! You save her life.
Jessica,
you do not let her die.
Jessica.
Marco, she's going to die.
Jessica, please.
Oh, my goodness. You save her.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Is she okay? Wake her up.
What
the baby.
Oh.
The baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're dead. Jessica's dead. Oh, my God. The baby's dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's go to a song. Let's get out of here. It's a baby.
It's a baby!
Baby.
If the baby dies, I'll be sad. If the placenta's sweet, delicious, give a mom a chance, she's weakened. If the baby lives, I'll eat it. If the baby dies, I'll be sad. If the placenta's sweet, delicious, give a mom a chance, she's weakened. If the baby lives, I'll eat it. I can feel the baby getting strong. I can feel the baby getting strong. I can feel the baby getting strong. I can feel the baby getting strong.
Wake up again.
My friends, we have witnessed something here tonight that rivals some of the strangest things I've ever experienced. You go ahead, you cry it out, Marco. I feel you, buddy. This includes taking camelback rides on my Uncle Jim's back when I was only 5 years old, only to realize that my uncle had a rare form of skin disease that made his skin taste like mothballs. Before he died, his upper lip grew a mustache that can only be compared to feathers. Really. He drank his own piss, for God's sakes. A soldier never saw battle, but came home with nightmares that could have been. He shared those with me when I was only 5 years old, Marco. I feel your pain, buddy. Made me believe that his mouth was a bird's nest, and his lip was the wing that he would be taken to all the way to heaven. He told me that I was one of the protected ones, the son of a Corinthian. This is Good Night from the Good Morning Show, MCMB, DJJG.
What time is it?
Okay, let's go.